Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Sorry that I did not get a chance to finish the daf today. I don't want to fall behind again tomorrow because I want to be able to finish the parak tomorrow. So instead of giving you homework, I'm just going to quickly finish off to the end of today's daf. We are beginning from the words of Papa Gazar Tanisa. It is about a quarter of the way up from the bottom in the middle of the page. We are discussing different cases when a tainus, a fast day, was decreed because of a lack of rain. So Rav Papa Gazar Ta'anisa Velo Asa Mitra. He decreed that there should be a fast day. However, unfortunately, the rain did not come. Chalash Libe. So here it's different than the previous case. It doesn't say Chalash Daite. It means Chalash Libe. He physically felt very weak. So what did he do? Saraf Pincha De Daisa. He swallowed a spoonful of grain. Uboi Rachmi. And then he continued to be Mispalel for Rachmanis, for mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Velo Asa Mitra. It still did not rain. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Ushpazisi. Rav Nachman said to him, "Yisarf mar pincha achriti. Perhaps if you'll have another spoonful, didaisa asimitra." In other words, he was kind of making a joke. He said to him, "Perhaps you should have another spoonful of grain. Maybe that will help," because clearly it was a fast day, and Rav Papa felt very weak because of the fast day, so he decided to eat something. He had a whole spoonful of grain. And then he went out to daven, and his tefillah, his prayer was not accepted. So Rav Nachman kind of made a joke to him and said, "Listen, perhaps if you swallow another spoonful of grain, maybe your tefillah will be accepted." Ichsif, he got embarrassed. V'chalash daite, here the Gemara says indeed, chalash daite, he felt a little bit humiliated. So, v'asi mitra, and this is similar to what we mentioned earlier, when a person experiences a certain level of humility, it's easier for the tefillah to be niskabel. So here, Rav Papa felt a little bit embarrassed, and then his tefillah was niskabel, and all of a sudden, it began to rain. Rav Chanina ben Dosa, havi ka'azel b'orcha, Rav Chanina ben Dosa was walking on the way, asa mitra, and it started to rain. Amar lefanav, ribono shalom. He said, "Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Kol Olam Kula Banachas. Everybody else is home. V'chanina b'tzar, and I myself, Chanina, I'm in pain." In other words, he was out on the road, and it was raining. It was very difficult for him to travel because of the rain, and therefore he was mispalel that the rain should stop. So the Marsha is not here in this Masechta. The Marsha is in Yuma in Perikot Tziolo. He asks, "How is he able to be mispalel like this? That it shouldn't rain. The rest of the world needed rain." So he answers, he explains, he's talking about a case where it was just raining. They didn't really need the rain so much. And therefore, it was not necessarily that he was taking away the required and necessary bracha that they needed. So therefore, he was just being mispalel that he should not be bitzar. Pasak mitra, when he was mispalel that it stopped raining because he was on the road, pasak mitra, the rain stopped. Kimata lebese, when he got to his house, amar lefanav, ribono shalom, he said, before the ribono shalom, kol olam kulo bitzar. The entire world is in pain. V'chanina benachas. And now I am benachas. Now, in other words, he's now acknowledging that now people did need the rain. Because he had canceled the rain before. He had stopped the rain. So therefore, people are now feeling bad that there's no rain. It's not only that they're feeling bad, but ultimately the crop is not going to grow. So now he was home. V'chanina benachas. He was home at peace. And therefore, asa mitra, it started to rain. I'm Rabbi Yosef. My ahani lay salusa de kohen gadol legabe Rav Chanina ben Dosa. After recognizing how strong the tefillah of Rav Chanina ben Dosa was, that he could stop the rain, he could cancel the rain in one tefillah, he could bring the rain back in another tefillah, he measured that, compared that to the tefillah of the kohen gadol, where his tefillah was stronger. The Tanan, for we learned in the Mishnah, hayi mispal tefillah katzara beis achitzon. The Kohen Gadol would be mispal a very short tefillah when he would come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The reason why he did a short tefillah was because all of Klal Yisrael was very worried about him. There was not a guarantee that if the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he would come out alive. So therefore, when he was mispal in there, he was mispal for a very short amount of time, so people should not worry about him. And what did he say? My matzli, what was his tefillah? Ravin bar Ada, v'Rava bar Ada, d'Ami Tarvayu, both Rava and Ravin, Bar Ada, the son of Rava, the sons of Rava, the Amri Tavaya, they both say, Mishmeidur of Yehuda. They both learned this from Yehuda. The tefillah was as follows: Yehiratzai Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu. To be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shetehe Hashana Hazu, this year should be Geshuma, rainy Ushechuna, and very hot. So Gemara asks the question, Shechuna, Maliyasahi, is it actually a good thing for it to be so hot? The Gemara says, Adarab, Griusahi, it's very difficult to do work when it's so hot. Ella, rather, the tefillah was a little bit different. Im shechuna tehe geshuma. utalula. If it's a very hot year, so then we should be able to balance out the rest of the year. Sorry, we should be able to balance out the climate with rain. In other words, Marshall also explains in Maseches Yuma that the seasons have to be balanced out. You can't have a very, very hot day without having something to balance it out. So he was saying, Im Shechuna, if it's a very hot season, Tehei Geshuma, it should also be a rainy season to be able to cool it off. Utalula, Ha'ikonis Efanecha, Tfilos over Drachim. One of the Tfilos that the Kohen Gadol would say as he was coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not accept the Tfila of the Ovrei Drachim, those who are traveling. What was that Tfila? That Tfila obviously was that it shouldn't rain. People who are traveling on the road never want it to rain. But that was obviously not good for the rest of society. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol would be mispalo, Ha'ikonis Efanecha, Tfilos over Drachim, one of the travelers would say, Hashem, please don't make it rain. Please don't make it rain. It was very short-sighted tefillah that they wanted it to be dry when they're traveling, but ultimately for the rest of the society, the rest of the economy would be terrible because nothing would grow. So therefore the Kohen Gadol, who's responsible for all of Klal Yisrael, would be mispalel to Hashem, he would daven to Hashem that their tefillah should not be accepted. But clearly we see over here that the tefillah would not have worked against the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Because Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had such a strong power in his tefillah that even him by himself had the power to stop and start the rain. Rav Acha bre de Rava Mesayim, Rav Acha, the son of Rava, he added that the end of the tefillah was Mesayim Eshmed Rav Yehuda. He ended in the name of Rav Yehuda, that he also, the Kohen Gadol, would be mispalel Lo Ya'adi Avid Shulta Midabes Yehuda. He would be mispalel that the leadership should not be taken away from the Beis Yehuda, in other words, the Malchus. As the Pasuk says, Lo Yosra Shevet Mi Yehuda. So he was mispalel that indeed the Malchus should stay with the Shevet Yehuda. Val Yu Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Nisparnes Zemizeh. We should not need Klal Yisrael to have to be Nisparnes Zemizeh. People should not have to support each other. Rather, people should be able to support themselves. Velo La'am Acher. They should not either need another nation to support them. In other words, number one, Klal Yisrael should be independently supported from themselves, and number two, even individuals should be able to support themselves without having to rely on others to support them. The Maharsha in Yuma also discusses this, and he explains that this is not necessarily talking about tzedakah, it's even talking about business. We'll stop here, three lines from the bottom. We'll continue tomorrow morning with Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. We're going to discuss the story of Chanina and his family. Have a wonderful day, and our Freilichen Zos Chanukah. It's a pleasure to learn with you.